Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
NYYST. Hello, why do they doubt the kid? I'm about to prove them all wrong again. I got a low tolerance, cause they don't even know what the problem is. It's me. You waiting on the boy to fail, then hold your breath and face your death. Cause you play a roulette with each step, I progress no less. Go ahead and place your bets, cause we know who we are, we know we top tier. Cause all the hate that you bring, we know it stops there. I'm taking off like a rocketeer and stopping here. It's strange how they cannot see the future, but see profit here. Wait up.
Welcome back. This is episode 497 of the NYYST podcast. We're live on NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian, and I'm with my co-host, Sem.
What is happening?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing is happening right now. I'm just hoping the Giants are still competitive in this football game by the time we sign off tonight. That's the height of my sports fandom right now because the Yankees got eliminated in the ALDS last night. They lost 5-2. They lost 3-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Congratulations to them. They clearly wanted it more. They just absolutely wiped the mat with the Yankees in this series. There's not really much else you can say, but we do have an hour of airtime to fill, so we're going to figure it out somehow. But before we get into the Yankees' latest sad October ending, if you're in the chat tonight, we love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Please like this video and make sure you are subscribed to NYY Underground. And if you haven't done so already, please subscribe to the NYYST podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You know, now that it's the off season, you don't really have to worry about missing anything because we're going to be live pretty much every Thursday going forward on NYYU. So there's no, but you never know. Just if you could just do us a solid there and subscribe to the show there and leave us a 5-star rating and review, we greatly appreciate it. And make sure you tell everybody NYYST is the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Listen. This is 9 years. We started the NYYST podcast in 2017. So this is the 9th season, 9 years, whatever you want to say it. This is the 9th episode where I have to come on here and tell you that the New York Yankees have been eliminated from the postseason. I'm sick of doing this episode. I don't want to do this episode anymore, but every single year we do this episode. One day, I pray to the Lord above, one day before I pulled the lights, close the lights on NYYST, that I get to do that episode, the episode where I get to come on here and tell you for the first time since 2009, the New York Yankees have not been eliminated. But sadly, that is the position that we are in once again. I seen a lot of takes last night about how people are done. I'm never going to fall for this again. And I get where you're coming from, man, because this is, we really thought, a lot of us really thought this was the team that even though they had to play in the wild card round, that this was a team, this was Aaron Boone's best and most well-rounded team heading into October. And, you know, maybe they weren't because, again, obviously they weren't because they didn't even go as far as last year's team did. But, again, we sit there and we watch the Yankees play in the postseason and we watch them just continue every single year to not do the things that they don't do, that they do in the regular season, that they continue to go out there and be a paper tiger. I really, truly thought this team was different. And I'll tell you why. Because the Yankees went through their Boone swoon. And they came out of it. And they didn't just play 500 baseball. They went 32-12 down the stretch. I refuse to hear one word about look at who they played. Because when the Yankees are going bad, the Yankees will lose to anybody. And remember, the Yankees went 7-5 in the gauntlet, including series against the Toronto Blue Jays, which they won, and the Boston Red Sox, which they won. So the Yankees played good baseball for the last 44 games of the season against good baseball teams as well. They tied the Blue Jays, and then they did not blink. They made the Blue Jays go out there and win the American League East. Then the wild card round happens. They lose game one. I'm telling you, nobody felt confident about the Yankees going out there and handling business and even getting to a game three. And they did. And then Cam Schlittler did what he did, and we get to the ALDS. Again, the Yankees were on the mat. They got up. They punched back. We've never seen Aaron Boone's teams do this before. And then they go out there and they absolutely get their doors blown off in games 1 and 2 in Toronto. You know, why? Why did that happen? The pitching was terrible. They didn't hit in clutch situations. It's the same old, you know, song and dance. And then game 3 happens. And this is the one that got you to believe again This is the one that got you to believe again. I said this on social media going into the game, before the game even started. The one thing that cannot happen in this game tonight is Vlad Guerrero takes over in the first inning. What does Vlad Guerrero do? Hits a two-run home run off of Carlos Rodon, who was atrocious in game three. Okay? I've given Carlos Rodon a lot of credit on this show, and he was as bad can be in game three. The Yankees needed a big start out of him. The Yankees needed him to get deep into the game. He didn't even make it out of the third inning. They're down 6-1. You're sitting there just counting the outs away until the season's over. And then they chip away a little bit. Judge gets the double, cuts it to 6-3, and then the at-bat happens. The magic at-bat. The one that was going to change it all for the New York Yankees and Aaron Judge. A statistically impossible home run, a pitch that far inside, throwing at that velocity, has never been hit for a home run ever in the pitch tracking era. Aaron Judge hits a home run. Dramatics. The place is going bananas. Jazz hits another home run an inning later. They're up 7-6. Now they start tacking on. They win. There's no way that they're going to lose game four, right? There's no way that the Blue Jays blew a 6-1 lead in game three. They allowed the sleeping giant to awake. They allowed Aaron Judge to dominate and take over a postseason game. There's no way the Yankees are losing. Except for Cam Schlittler throws a terrible 0-2 cutter to Vlad Guerrero. Again, Vlad Guerrero takes over in the first inning, and the New York Yankees are down 1-0. And then the Yankees went into their shell against all 87 pitchers that the Toronto Blue Jays threw at them. And Cam Schlittler was not dominating last night. He wasn't electric last night. But you know what he was? Effective. Good. What Cam Schlittler showed you last night is he can go out there and shut a lineup down with his B stuff. I don't think he had his A-plus stuff last night at all. But what he went out there and did is delivered for the New York Yankees when their backs were against the wall. Cam Schlittler has showed you in this postseason that he is going to be the ace of the New York Yankees by 2027. That when you want, you might even say this next postseason, that when you need a game to be won, Cam Schlittler is going to be the guy that you want on the mound. That's what he showed you last night. Now the final numbers don't look so great because Jazz Chisholm, again, here we go. Again, how did the Yankee season end? With sloppy baseball. Jazz Chisholm, who likes to chirp. He's a chirping little bird out there, Jazz Chisholm, right? After game three, we're the best team in baseball. Calm your jets, buddy. You're still down 2-1. You still got your dicks kicked in games one and two. Why don't we stop talking until we at least get this thing back to Toronto? Instead, Jazz is out there chirping, chirping, chirping. And what did he do last night? He put the nail in the coffin of the 2025 Yankees. Because at 2-1, the Yankees still have an opportunity. The Yankees still have a chance to win the game. You want to subscribe to the fallacy of the predetermined outcome? Aaron Judge drove in a run in the ninth inning off their closer. Right? That's all I'm saying. Except for Jazz Chisholm boots a easy double play. Don't make excuses for him. That ball was not scolded. It was hit 88 miles an hour. That's not 112 coming at you. That's a ball a major league second baseman has to field, has to turn a double play on, especially in that situation to keep the game at 2-1 in the seventh inning. Except he doesn't. Because what do the Yankees do in tight situations in the postseason? That. They make errors. They play sloppy baseball. The low baseball IQ rears its head again. How about late in the game, the Yankees' last big rally chance? Bases are loaded after Ben Rice pinch hits. Battles to get the walk. Austin Wells in the eighth inning is up. Can be the hero down 4. What's he do? Swings at the first pitch, pops up. This team is plagued by a disease. And the front office refuses They refuse to cure the disease. And I shouldn't even say the front office. There's one guy that has the antidote. He has the medicine to cure the disease, and it's Hal Steinbrenner. Where was he last night? Is it yacht season in Milan? Is that why he couldn't be bothered to be at Yankee Stadium? I know, we all know, we've talked about this ad nauseum 1,001 times about how Brian Cashman is the lost Steinbrenner brother. It's been over 30 years that this man has run the organization. And I thought he had a hell of a trade deadline. But the fact of the matter is that they have not gotten over the hump now in 16 years. Something has to change. You can't keep running this back every single year and expect it to be different. I would take Aaron Boone, put on a boat to Alaska right now, and just say, this is the change we're making. I'll bring somebody else in. Because again, this is the culture that is bred in the clubhouse. Devin Williams blew fucking chunks this year. He was awful. And I give him credit. He was really good in September, and he had a really good postseason. He did give up the hit that made it 4-1. But you know, again, if the error is not made, you know, he's not put in that position. He was really good down the stretch. But overall, failure as a New York Yankee. I don't want to ever see him in a Yankee uniform again. We're talking about this is a special season? What's so special about it? They didn't win the division. It took a special outing from Cam Schlittler to even get out of the wild card round. You look like you didn't even belong in the same league with the Toronto Blue Jays in the division series. If Barger doesn't drop that ball, who knows if you even get to game four? It's a special season? That's from the we'll play tomorrow will always happen. Tomorrow will always come. That's the it's okay, guys. Here's your cookies. Here's your lactose-free milk so your tummies don't get upset. Culture that Aaron Boone breeds in that clubhouse. That's what that is. It's not a special season. Nobody's looking at this season and saying, wow, what a special season. It's not even Aaron Judge's best season. It's just like his third best season. So we can't even hang your hat on that one either. The Yankees are infected by this disease that tomorrow, there's no tomorrow now. There is no tomorrow. There should have been a tomorrow. There could have been a tomorrow. Now there is no tomorrow. And when I said that metaphorically about a month or so ago, that the Yankees have to stop playing like there's tomorrow because there isn't one for them. And then they went on their run. Well, now there literally is no tomorrow. Tomorrow is in March. Because of the way the Yankees played against the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees got bullied in this series. When did the Yankees stop bullying other teams? When did the Yankees now be the nerd with the pocket protector that gets his lunch money stolen? When did that happen? It happened in 2018. That's when it happened. The Yankees got bullied by the Red Sox in 2018. They got bullied by the Astros in 2019. They outdunked themselves in 2020. They got bullied again in 2021 by the Red Sox. They got bullied in 2022 by the Astros. Aaron Judge runs into a wall, so they got bullied by an inanimate object in 2023. Last year, the Dodgers bullied them, and this year, the Blue Jays bullied them. When did the Yankees stop become the bully? When did it become okay for teams to come in here, beat us on our home turf in the postseason? 22, 24, 25. Other teams are popping champagne on the grass in Yankee Stadium, sending us to another sad, long winter. When did that be okay? When did that become okay? When did it become okay that they're clowning us in our own building, playing New York, New York? John Schneider's talking about, let's spread the news. Does Hal not see this? Does Brian Cashman not see this? When did this become okay? These are the New York Yankees. There is no aura around this team anymore. I know people were making fun of Chris Rose for saying it earlier, but there isn't. You don't come to Yankee Stadium and are afraid of the Yankees anymore. You come to Yankee Stadium looking to rub their nose in dirt and embarrass them. You think Vlad Guerrero's flying through the air like Superman against the Tigers or the Mariners? I bet you he's not doing that shit, but he wants to show up to beat the Yankees. Crying last night because he beat the Yankees. You won a division series. It's not even It's not even to go to the World Series because they relish this. People come in here and they relish this now because it's okay. It's okay to beat the Yankees. And the Yankees do nothing about it. Why? Aaron Boone asked last night, oh, you think you'll be back next year? I have a contract. He should say, I don't deserve to be back. Or I shouldn't even eat the words, I have a contract, shouldn't even come out of this guy's mouth. Are you kidding me? Gave him an extension without even seeing how this year plays out? One more time for the people in the back that have never that haven't heard this or it doesn't sink in their brains. The New York Yankees have been in existence since 1903.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's now 2025. There has never been a manager, never in the history of the Yankees, that was allowed to manage a fifth year without previously winning a World Series for this organization until 2022, when the bubble-blowing buffoon took the dugout once again. And now next year will be 2026, year number 9 with Aaron Boone, and still 0 World Championships. If you need anything else to tell you about how this organization is run right now, there it is. In a nutshell, that's the Yankees under Hal Steinbrenner. These are Brian Cashman Yankees. These are Brian Cashman's Yankees, and those are Aaron Boone's. We'll give you lactose-free milk for the pity party after the game because we don't want to upset your tummy, New York Yankees. I'm sick and tired of it. That this is the once proud organization. This is the Derek Jeter's sitting there watching what a pathetic organization that this team has become. When he went out there and won five championships for this team, and Aaron Judge is talking about the ghosts. Not for you guys. Not for a single one he is.
I mean, like, listen, clearly we're spoiled. I think most other teams are probably happy to get what the Yankees get every year, but but we are spoiled. The Yankees are supposed to go out when we're supposed to win championships. Are we asking for too much? Do we need to come back down to reality? I don't think so. I think no matter what sports team I watch, I want them to win, and I want them to win a championship. When you have the biggest salary in the American League and you can't even win and get to I'm so fucking aggravated. You can't even get to the division championship I can't get the word. Even get to the friggin' ALCS.
Are you
and
okay?
We've been knocked out year at no, I'm not. I'm just you having need, a bad day. You need I'm a having a bad hand? Day.
All right, huh? let me get to this super chat. You collect yourself here from Vinny here. In the words of the great George Steinbrenner, show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser. The Yankees have become good losers. It's disgraceful. I mean, tell me where Vinny's lying right there.
They're not. It's not that they just lose. It's that they lose in spectacular fashion how you say all the time, they vomit all over themselves. You know, you get knocked out or eliminated by Tampa Bay or something like that. They're the ones that put the pressure on you, and it's just been the Astros year after year, or Boston knocked us out all the time. And you look at it, and you think maybe all the stars are going to align for us this year. You know, especially after that the start with Schlittler against Boston. Like, you're like, oh my God, we have something here. You know, and again, you don't put anything on him for yesterday. The kid went out and did what he had to do, and I thought he was fine in what he did. But you got Max Fried, who went out there, and you're talking about AL Cy Young, and, you know, how many wins did he have this year? He had the most wins. Rodon had like the second most. Like, I don't know the exact numbers, but
yeah,
like these guys,
and 18,
right? I wasn't sure if it was 19 or 17. I don't want anybody to jump on for me. But okay, so 19 and 18, and then you get to Toronto, and it's like, what the hell happened?
I'll tell you what happened. The Toronto Blue Jays punched them dead in the face, and they wanted no part of it.
I'm having trouble today because, listen, the game yesterday, as soon as they took the lead, I was like, it's over. I knew it, and I kind of stopped paying attention because I was screaming at my television. This was the first time all year I was actually, like, just agitated. You know, I've said before, my kids were annoying me and stuff like this, but, like, this, nobody was bothering me. I was kind of in my living room by myself, and I'm screaming at the TV because I knew what was going to happen. We've watched it happen the prior three games. The Yankees were struggling against the Blue Jays, and they were struggling to come back once they fell behind. Aaron Judge had his moment, did what he had to do in Game 3. We're all happy for it. I was ecstatic that the guy finally had his moment. And then yesterday was just such a letdown, and I just knew it. I didn't end up going to the game on Tuesday because I didn't have really faith in them to win. You know, I was elated when they did. And again, this is when you're looking at it, like, you know, maybe they can do this because they ended up scoring some in the first game. You know what I'm saying? They ended up scoring in the third game. And it's like, maybe they'll put a hurting on them. It's a bullpen game.
They didn't score in game one.
So it was vice versa. They didn't score in game one. They scored in game two.
Yeah.
I mean, they came back, but like they still lost by a lot, but they put up some runs. And you're thinking to yourself, if Cam Schlittler could limit this to like, you know, two runs, maybe we have this. And there was no such thing. Vlad Guerrero just, like, I've been in a bad mood all day long because I turned my TV off and I went to bed. I get up in the morning. One of the first things I see is that Derek Jeter's basically saying that he doesn't have any proof, but he knows that Aaron Boone isn't calling all the shots, which we all know. Then you got Big Poppy, which I'll give it to him. He could do whatever hell he wants. I'm not even mad at him. Like, you know, there's the Boston rivalry. Talking to freaking Vlad Guerrero, like, the Yankees lose. Like, fuck you. Shut your goddamn mouth. Then their coach saying spread the news, that just, like, infuriated me. Like, it was such a good troll job by the Blue Jays. If you're a Yankee fan and you watch all the games like I do and you, like, just devote hours and hours and hours of your life to the Yankees, if you're not upset at the troll job that the Toronto Blue Jays put on us last night on our field, in our stadium, in our clubhouse, and you are not upset, I question your actual fandom. Because there is no way you could just brush that off and be like, oh, it's okay. Like, I'm not being a sore loser. I honestly think that they wanted it more. Do I think the Yankees were a better team? I mean, I really don't know. It really seems like the Blue Jays were a better team this year, or just wanted it better. This was a team that was, like, the worst in the league last year. And look at them now.
Yeah, they finished in last place.
Yeah. We got to the fucking World Series last year, and they kicked our asses this year. They kicked our asses all over the field. It was an embarrassment. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, you cannot. Like, I'm beyond. Like, I'm probably beyond most other people. I don't want to see fucking Matt Blake ever again in my dugout. Fuck him. I don't want to see him, because there's no way that I cannot blame him for anything that happened.
I don't know why you're blaming Matt Blake. It's not his fault that Max Fried is, you're paying him $218 million. He can't get an out. That's not his fault.
Pitching coach.
No, you can't. Yeah, but okay.
Go to the fucking mound and say something.
Yeah, what are you going to say? What are you going to say to Max Fried, though, that he doesn't already know? The same thing with Carlos Rodon. I mean, if you're going to go down the line and start picking fights with the pitching coach, I think you're losing focus on what is really important.
But I'm not
here.
Because this is something that I've felt.
If you want blood for the sake of blood, then just say that. But I don't think Matt Blake is like the least of anybody's worries right here.
No, I want the hitting coach gone, because how does Anthony Volpe go out there and look like that? I think
that's not James Rausen's fault that Anthony Volpe's
ass. There is such a fundamental problem in that fucking dugout. It's not just Aaron Boone. It's not just Brian Cashman. It's all their minions. Okay, I want them all gone, and I want to start fresh. I want a whole new.
Well, that's a different story. They're sitting there picking.
No,
on
I'm not. I'm not just saying it's no, but I think they're all just fucking Cashman cronies, and I want them all gone. Do I want blood? Yes, I want. I want to see a whole new administration. I want it all gone. Burn it all to the ground and rebuild it. Because you're how do you squander? Like how many wonders of the world do we have? Add another one on it, because it's Aaron Judge, okay? Because the man is fucking great, and you're squandering what he has.
I don't want to go back to something. Go ahead, finish your point.
No, I'm just saying, look, we have the best baseball player that we're probably ever going to see. If we see a better baseball player in our lives, holy shit, we'll be blessed. But I'm tired of seeing this shit. And I'm tired of Aaron. I'm upset for Aaron Judge. I'm upset for myself. I'm upset for every other fan that went there, paid all that money, and that's what we got. I am just so pissed off today, and I cannot stand that they're playing Frank Sinatra in that fucking dugout, that room last night, saying the shit that they were saying, and fuck Vlad Guerrero Jr. and everyone else that trolled me today, because they got to me. I got triggered. Chris would be relishing in my triggeredness right now.
Look, dude, what are we going to say about what the Blue Jays did last night? What are we going to say about what Blue Jay fans have said to us on social media?
They're
nothing.
Fucking classless.
There's nothing to look. When you win, you do what you do what you want to do. But then that, excuse me, that goes back to last year. The Dodgers wiped the Yankees up for five games, and then ran their mouths for an entire season after getting the trophy. This is what the Yankees have become. They become a clown show, and teams love embarrassing them after they've already embarrassed them on the field. I don't know. Let's say Seattle wins tomorrow. If they have a signature song they play after, they win a game. You think if the Blue Jays win the ALCS, you think they're playing that in the clubhouse afterwards? No. They're not going to do that. Why? Because it's not fun to embarrass the Seattle Mariners. It's fun to embarrass the Yankees, and they allow it to happen. The way you stop it is win. But they don't do that. They don't. And I'm sick and tired. Excuse me. I got to get something to drink. Hold on.
No, I mean, like, what the hell is the guy's name? Joe Kelly or whatever the hell his name was. He trolled us really good. And I don't know. To me, personally, I take last night's loss worse than losing the World Series. I don't know why. I don't know if that's just me being an irrational fan. But like us losing last night's game bothered me more than when we lost the World Series.
Well, it shouldn't, because they fell way short of the goal. At least if you get to the World Series, you played the maximum amount of rounds. You have at least a pennant. They gave you something out of the season. They didn't give you anything this year. They got fucking clowned in the ALDS. Not even in the championship series. In the DS, they got clowned. I'm sick and tired. This is like, I turn on WFAN. Let me read this super chat from Ra. What's up, Ra? The Yankees' disaster is a product of their talent evaluators choosing analytics over their eyes. Also, Vlad's almost knocked that off the wall. Vlad Jr.'s team showed up and backed him up. Who backed Judge up? I'll wait. Well, you're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
Love you, Rod.
He's batting like 500 or some shit like that. Like, he was phenomenal. But it's not even that Judge didn't come up big, and he obviously had it that moment. But it's not that he was getting on base, but who was on base in front of him?
Look, I want to, before I get into what I was just going to say, I want to go back to something I said on the last episode after game two. And was it reactionary? Probably. You know, in the heat of the moment, the Yankees just lost game two. We sit down and record, and I said that I wasn't going to defend Judge anymore on his postseason track record. Well, I'm going to defend Aaron Judge now. Again, I'm back on the Aaron Judge is the best player in the world. Fuck anybody who says anything differently, Train, okay? Because I thought about this, and I sat here, and I really thought about this over the last day or so. What else do you want? Yeah. Game one turned because he struck out with the bases loaded. He has to put the bat on his shoulders and not swing at that pitch and draw the walk there. He has to. We all know that. Maybe the series turns out differently. Not again, I'm not gonna say that's the reason why that they lost, but maybe. But when this guy goes out there and he hits 500 for a postseason, it means something. Somebody has to do something. Somebody has to do something. We've been saying it for years. It can't just be Aaron Judge. It can't just be Aaron Judge. And in October, it was just Aaron Judge. I love Cody Bellinger. I want Cody Bellinger back. Spoiler alert for Keep Him and Dump Him coming next week. He's got to do something. He's got to be a guy that protected Aaron Judge like he did all season long. Didn't do it in October. Giancarlo Stanton, we sat here. We bowed at the altar of our playoff God. Is he a false idol? Atrocious in October. He's got to do something. He's had his opportunities. He can't be one, Jesus, 1-for-15 or whatever he was. Trent Grisham, goodbye. Another spoiler alert for Keep Him and Dump Him. Goodbye, Trent. I wouldn't, even if he had a good postseason, I wouldn't have paid him. Lost at the plate in October. So Aaron Judge is hitting all these singles. Nobody's on base. Hitting doubles. Nobody's on base. Nobody's there to drive him in. Go down the line. Jazz had that home run in game three. Great. What'd he do? What about the 70%, Jazz? Huh? What about that? Again, trying to do too much. I don't want to give away all this Keep Him Dump Him that we're going to do, but shit, if I can get a deal for Jazz next year, I'm making it. Who else? Ryan McMahon actually played decently well, and I haven't seen a guy play third base like that, and I can't even tell you how long. So I'm okay with Ryan McMahon. I think he'll hit a little bit more next year. But what about Austin Wells? He had a couple of hits, but, you know, again, overall, massively disappointing in the postseason. What do you do? Again, I referenced it in the open. What are you doing swinging at that pitch? Take the fucking pitch, Austin. Do we even need to mention Anthony Volpe? Do we?
I mean, I was waiting for you to.
we gave him a pass, at least I did, going into this season. Said, dude, the kid had an over 800 OPS in the postseason last year. Giants are up 14-3. Look at this. Look at this.
You're a few behind me. Yeah, the first two, Saquon Barkley's got a bunch of rushing yards, and Jackson Dart ran one in for a touchdown. I haven't seen the second one yet because I'm streaming it on Fubo.
Did Dart throw it in, or did he run it in again?
I don't know.
He ran it in. No, Wandell broke a tackle and ran it in 20. All right, so look at that. Okay, maybe well, this is where they were last week before they completely fell apart. Anyway, I mean, excuse me. I gave Anthony Volpe a pass for this season. Let's see after the postseason that he had 800-plus OPS, right? Okay. And then what did he do? We all know what he did. He was awful. And the Yankees are going to tell you it's the shoulder. It's not the fucking shoulder, bro. It's not the shoulder. The kid sucks. It is what it is. He struck out 16 times in 7 games in the postseason?
It was something stupid.
I don't even have words for that.
You have one hit? You hit a home run?
He had a home run off of Crochet in game one. I don't know what if he even reach base in the division series.
I don't think so.
And look at some of the pitches he struck out on last night. If a cutter can look like a slider, and it was classified as a cutter, it really looked like a slider to me because sometimes they do overlap with the way the movement is. It fucking hung right at the top of the zone. He's swinging through it. I mean, what are we doing here? You're supposed to be a major league hitter. You're missing that pitch. It's a cement mixer sitting right at the top of the zone, and he's swinging through it. I don't want to hear dick about this kid's shoulder. He sucks. He's terrible. I heard Anthony Cuck. We're going back to Cuck Martino. I don't know what the Yankees are paying him to dispute his bullshit right out of the mouths of the YPM with all this nonsense he's been saying the past 2 days. To reevaluate Volpe at shortstop. There's nothing to fucking evaluate, bro. He is not the shortstop of the New York Yankees. We're done.
No, he needs to be dealt to like the Colorado Rockies where he can thrive. Trash. He's a heaping pile of trash.
You know where he should be right now? In Savannah, Georgia. Put on a yellow uniform and a banana hat.
I saw them, and let me tell you something. They play much better baseball than him. Just saying.
You guys in the chat are mad that I don't want to see Volpe back at shortstop next year. As much as it needs to happen, does anybody really think it's going to happen? Just like
no.
Aaron Boone getting fired. Aaron Boone getting fired has to happen. It's not going to happen. I go back to this. It pissed me off more than anything when the Yankees extended him. You wanted to pick up the option after they made it to the World Series. Fine. I'm okay with that. He earned that at least last year, even though I wanted him fired for 3 friggin' years or however long it's been that I wanted him out of here. But you got the team to the World Series. You had an option. They picked it up. I didn't have a problem with that. But to give him an extension, it just shows you didn't give a fuck what happened this year. The Yankees did not care one way or the other what happened this year when they gave Aaron Boone an extension before seeing how this season played out.
They did give him an extension before they did anything else.
An absolute joke. It's a joke how this organization is run. I'm not asking Hal to be his father. I'm not asking Hal Steinbrenner to sit there and try to blackmail Dave Winfield to get out of a contract. I'm not asking Hal Steinbrenner to fire managers and drive Billy Martin insane like he did. I'm not asking for any of that. I'm not asking for the missives going into an elimination game like we used to get from George Steinbrenner. I'm asking you to wake up. Stop counting the amount of chicken that's sold at Yankee Stadium. Stop counting the amount of hats that are sold at Yankee Stadium. And wake up. We are going to be loyal to you regardless. And I think they know that. But wake up, dude. Wake up. This is not working. Well, you got five extra gates this year. Are you happy about that? Are you happy about the five extra gates? Because you could have had more. You should have had more. I understand you're not a baseball guy, dude. I get it. So, but realize that after, what, it's been 10 years now since Brian Cashman has taken over the reins of the New York Yankees, that they've gotten pretty much nowhere. One pennant in that 10 years. Just wake up. People get mad at Hal with the amount of money he spends. I don't get mad at him for that. There's more than enough money reinvested into this team to have a championship team. More than enough. Stop letting Brian Cashman spend it. I can't say that enough times. I don't want to say it again. And I thought Brian Cashman, they missed a fucking extra point, these scumbags. I mean, I can't even be fucking happy for 10 goddamn seconds. What was I saying?
Brian Cashman can't be
And I thought Brian Cashman had his best deadline in years. He really filled a lot of holes that this team had. He went out there and he really did a good job. But again, where are the Yankees right now? Packing their fucking bags. Something has to change. Something has to change. And don't say, I'm not even looking at the chat right now. I should pull it up, but I don't want to hear sell the team, because that's not always what works. The Mets are still a fucking joke. They got sold. They're still the Mets. They're the Mets with a higher payroll now. The Baltimore Orioles fans have been begging for years to get the team sold. How'd they do this year? They still don't spend money. Selling the team isn't the answer. Hal Steinbrenner waking up. It's not being such a comatose void of a human being is what's going to change the New York Yankees' fortunes here. Brian, I love you, bro. You're invited to Christmas. We'll still do Secret Santa, and I'll put a staple in your name so I get to buy you a present. But you cannot be the general manager of my baseball team anymore. That's the conversation that has to have. And then if Chris was here, we'd bring in fucking Jeremy Piven to give you the old get the fuck out as Ari Gold to Aaron Boone. I wouldn't even say any more than that. I'd open the door to his office and say, get the fuck out. That's what's going to change the fortunes of the Yankees. Hal Steinbrenner has to wake up. I posted about the nine championship seasons without a title. And somebody goes, well, this is the best regime they've ever had. Nobody's ever topped $700 million in revenue. What are we talking about here? Do I, as a fan, care how much money the Yankees have made? Or do I care about how many championships that they've won? I don't care about revenues. The Yankees are a brand. They're a business. They're going to make money. They've become bigger than baseball. I don't care. Win. I go to bed tonight, or I went to bed last night. I wasn't sitting there thinking, man, how so rich. It's so great to be a Yankee fan. Who's thinking that? Who? Not me. Nobody should be thinking that. Well, and the Eagles just scored a touchdown. I'm done. I'm done with sports. I don't know. Maybe I'll start reading or something.
It's hockey season.
Fuck hockey.
Fucking hockey's awesome, bro. I like soccer too.
No, I'm not. I'm not paying attention to anything that Canadians do.
The dandruff of the United States. Good old Canada. I don't even know. I put on sports talk radio today and I had to turn it off because now I'm listening to the same shit. We need to fire Boone and Cashman. We need Jeter to be the GM and we need Donnie Baseball. Shut up. Stop that shit too. It's just as bad as the sell the team shit. Like, please.
I wouldn't honestly mind Don Mattingly being a part of the organization, at least as a hitting coach.
I would like Don Mattingly be part of the organization.
At least to teach a different hitting style than these guys are doing here. This, whatever it is that the Yankees are doing, it doesn't work in October.
Yeah, maybe you'd come here and tell us some of the stuff that they're doing over there so we could like be good like them. It's just it fucking sucks, dude. Like, in all reality, like,
Richie, I'm so bored with wrestling right now. I can't get into it. This is like the post WrestleMania lull here, and once January comes around with the Royal Rumble, it'll probably get better. But I can't. Right, that's another thing. Like, I put it on for like 15 minutes, and I'm just like, I'm not watching this.
So there was everything was such a letdown this year. You know, next year we get a little bit more flexibility. You know, obviously you got some people coming off payroll. I want to say we got to pay $20 million or $18 million for Stanton next year. Like, his contract becomes much more manageable at that point, where like maybe don't play him as much. You know what I'm saying? Like not that like that's like a small amount of money, but you know, I think that they'll have more, I can't think of it. Like, I'm really having trouble words today. They'll justify to themselves not putting him in a game here and there. But like, but Stanton was lights out for us when he came back from injury. And then the postseason, he sucked. I mean, it took to the last at bat for Anthony Volpe of the postseason for them to say, oh shit, we're in trouble here, we can't put this fucking schmuck out there again. And then they bat freaking Jason Dominguez, who is just been treated like dirt, and the guy hits a fucking double, and ends up coming in for scoring a run off Judge's hit. It's just like, I can't get over the fact that they marched Anthony Volpe out there as much as they did. Maybe this was a different season if they did, because we probably could have won the division. You know, it's their inability to change and adapt to what needs to be done in the situation. It's the fact that they just stick to the game plan and they're just downright fucking stubborn, and that they shove this bullshit down our throats. Urshela's good, but he's no Josh Donaldson, or wait till in a few months, or whatever the hell fucking Cashman said, when Anthony Volpe's batting, whatever, you'll see. It's like they think that we're stupid, and they treat us as such. And then Cashman gets up there with his smug fucking punchable face and says the stupid bullshit that he fucking says, and he's an asshole. And you know, Cashman should be out there right now on the Yes fucking Network, sending me fucking emails to my goddamn Yankee account saying, I'm sorry, I fucked up, and please beg me for my forgiveness. You know, you saw Cohen do it for the Mets. Am I going to get that? You know, it's, you know, eat some fucking crow. Apologize to anything. Just show me, just let me know that you realize that this is not okay. There's just no acknowledgement of it at all. And then all that's going to happen next year is Brian Cashman's daughter is going to get another spot, and I'm going to have to watch another fucking Cashman. Maybe we're going to get his fucking nephew, or his neighbor's dog's going to, you know, throw out the first pitch or some shit. You know, I'm tired of it. I'm so aggravated. It's such bullshit. It's such bullshit. There's really not much else that I could friggin' add to it, that other than it's bullshit. We've talked about this all year long, and every single problem that we've had all year long reared its ugly head yesterday, with the exception of Devin Williams having a complete meltdown and giving up 9 billion friggin' runs. There's no discipline at the plate. These guys are just swinging at anything. You could see that they're pressing, and they couldn't handle the moment that they were in. It's just, it sucks. It sucked to wake up this morning and know that there was no baseball today. Now, I tweeted last night, like, I don't tweet very often, but I tweeted last night. I always tell my kids, like, I take a bit of their food. It's the dad tax. And then I'm like, we got the Volpe tax. every fucking rally, every time that asshole comes up to bat, it's a pretty much an automatic out. It's the Volpe tax. You know, when he comes up, you basically have two chances of hitting the friggin' ball. And then I said, I miss baseball already. Because now what? Now what do I do for the next few months? I got to watch this bullshit. New York sports suck. The Mets look pretty impressive. I wish the Mets were still on because at least I could watch them. But really, like, you know, I'm a Yankee fan. And I want them. But as soon as they're done, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to watch the fucking Knicks? I'm not going to watch the fucking Knicks. Hate the Rangers. I got nothing.
Boring. So basically what this boils down to here is that we've now had 9 years of doing this. In 9 years, it all comes down to this episode. And I feel like if you just maybe outside of 2017, I think we were all kind of a little happy with the way that with no expectations getting to game seven. I don't remember. I don't think it was this bad, but I think anywhere 2018 on, if you press play on that episode, it's pretty much all going to sound the same here, especially 2021 on. They're probably verbatim saying most of the same things here. And it's unfortunate that we look at it like this, that it's not going to change, that we think that this team is just going to continue to run it back and run it back and run it back until something does change. And what is going to change? Maybe there's a cosmetic move here or there. Maybe they will let go of Matt Blake. Maybe they will change the hitting coach. They'll be like, hey, we did something. Well, you didn't do nothing. You really didn't do anything. As long as Aaron Boone is signing his name on the lineup card and as long as Brian Cashman is building the roster, nothing has changed and nothing will change. And I see people on social media are saying, I'm not going to fall for it again. I'm not going to let this team get my hopes up. Yeah, you are. You want to know why? Because you're a sucker and you're a fan, just like I'm a sucker and I'm a fan. The same exact thing is going to happen next year. The Yankees are going to get off to a hot start. They're going to hit a bunch of home runs. They're going to be in first place. The Boone swoon is going to hit. Then they'll recover from it. They'll be in the postseason, and you'll do the same thing I did this year. You'll do the same thing that you did this year, and you'll convince yourself, this is the year. This will finally be the year. Why? Because you're a fan. You have to give yourself that hope. And you look the facts dead in the face, and you say, you're lying. My heart is correct. You'll do it again. I'm going to do it again. I convinced myself this was the best team that Aaron Boone ever had. Why? I needed to believe that. Just like Aaron Boone went out there and said it because he wanted you to believe it. And you all needed to believe it. We needed to go into this postseason believing this was the best team that Aaron Boone had. Instead, it wasn't. And now you're sitting there with an empty bowl where your Cheerios should be, thinking you're just going to fill up on happiness of watching the Yankees win a World Series, except for they fell short again. And you're telling yourself because you're staring at an empty bowl, I'm never going to get excited again. I'm never going to get excited again that this bowl is going to be filled. Except that you are. You're going to do it to yourself. You're lying right now. Look yourself in the mirror and tell and say, I'm not going to fall for it. And the person staring back at you is going to go, yeah, you are. Because we're all going to do it. Every last one of us is going to do it. We're going to fall for it again. Aaron Judge is going to hit 50 home runs. We're going to scream when they come up with the next flavor of the month and tell you he's the MVP. We're all going to get back behind Aaron Judge and want to fight everybody that says he's not the MVP. We're going to do it. October is going to come. Even the most hardened people, even the most cynical people, even the Randy Quaids of the world, major league reference there for people that don't know, okay, are going to come out and say, this is the year. They're finally going to do it. They'll come up with the reasons why. Well, this happens, and they get to then, and you'll believe. Why? Because we're fans. It's what we do. There's no logical reason behind it. We're sitting here spending the last hour telling you how nothing is going to change. It's all the same bullshit. But when March 25th rolls around, is it March 25th? I think so, right?
I believe so.
When March 25th rolls around next year, we're all going to give ourselves that hope that this is finally the year. I'm going to give myself the hope that this is finally the year. I don't have to do this episode. they'll win some games, and you'll be like, this is the best Yankee team I've ever seen. Look at this. They've won 8 in a row. Look at Aaron Judge hitting 50 home runs. Look at Max Fried. Look at Cam Schlittler. Gerrit Cole's back. Oh, my God, everything's great. And we're going to fall for it again. So if you're telling yourself now that you're not going to, you're lying. It's okay if you don't want to admit it to yourself right now. I'm admitting it to myself right now. In fact, I didn't even say I'm not going to fall for this. I saw all the takes on social media last night. I'm not falling for it again. Okay. It's easy to say in the heat of the moment after they lost again, say you're not going to fall for it again, but you are, or you wouldn't be a fan. You fell for it in game 3. You should
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I didn't have fallen for it in game 3, but you did. You wanted to believe that they were going to win game 4, and you wanted to believe that they were going to win game 5. There was no logical reason behind it, but you're a fan. It's what you do. And then they break your heart again, and you tell, I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for it again. Fuck this team. Blah, blah, blah. But you're going to. You're going to be there in front of the TV watching the Yankees take on the San Francisco Giants on March 25th, and you're going to fall for it. You have to. You cannot hate watch the Yankees next year or not watch them at all. It's like an addiction. That's what this is. This is why we continue to do what we do. I had numerous opportunities to turn the lights off on this thing. I can't. Sometimes during the season this year, because of the way the schedule broke out, we only did one show a week. And like by the time Thursday rolls around, like I start itching. I got to talk about this team. I got to make a video. I got to do something here. This is why we're all here. We love this team. No matter how much we're going to sit here and talk shit and hate Aaron Boone and hate Brian Cashman and hate this one and their playoff failures and the sloppiness and the bullshit rears its ugly head over and over again, there's not a goddamn one of you listening to me right now that is not going to be fucking excited like it's the first, like it's the last day of school for opening day. Summer's here. The Yankees are back. Christ, the first time you see one of these sons of bitches step onto the field at Steinbrenner Field in February, you're going to get the warm and tinglies inside because we're fans. That's what we are. So be mad right now. You have every single reason, every single right to be mad right now. It's disappointing. You should be upset. You should be pissed off. They failed once again. But come March, you're going to fall for it one more time. And hopefully it's the last time we all have to fall for it. But you're going to fall for it again. You're going to let them make you believe. Otherwise, why are you here right now? Why did you put yourself through this? If you don't look, you're a better person than I'll ever be if you said, this is it, I'm done, and you truly are done. But I know you all are lying. All of you that said that, I know you guys are lying. You're consuming Yankee podcast after they've been eliminated. You're lying if you're saying that. I mean, it's just a fact.
Phillies and Dodgers are in the 10th inning.
I don't care. Giants are about to blow this lead here.
And Giants are about to blow the fucking lead. I don't know. I just feel like a broken record, but it really sucks. But like you're hitting the nail on the head. Like the best day of the year is when, you know, I turn on WFAN and like pitchers and catchers report, and that just gets me in the mood. You know, it's like a little foreplay before, you know, spring hits, and I'm like, ooh, yeah, give it to me. And then, you know, I'll be a degenerate. I'll be hiding at work watching spring training games or something like that. They don't matter, but it's baseball. I want to watch baseball. You know, I love baseball. I love going to my kids' baseball games and shit like that. You know, I can't wait till my son plays baseball so I can just go watch more baseball on top of the amount of baseball I watch. You know? And it's... it's, you know, we wait for it, and we wait for it. And I already started my countdown in my head, you know, because when baseball comes around, it means, you know, it's more than just like, you know, it's baseball. It just means that, you know, it's a better time of year. It's not so dark out. It's not so dreary all the time. It's so fucking cold. You know, it's just everything seems better that time of year. I'm pissed off right now. I don't know if I'm going to have season tickets next year like I did this year. I know I'll be there for opening day. You could fucking count on that. Opening day for Yankee Stadium, I will not, you know. Are they opening up at home this year?
No, in San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco. So, you know, like, I'll be at the home opener in the Bronx. I'll drive through the traffic. I'll sit there online, freeze my ass off because it's a little cold there. It's just, it's like, it's rinse, wash, and repeat. Rinse, wash, and repeat. How many times me and you have stood in line for stupid shit? Fucking NYYU, was it NYYU? We waited in a line the one year, and it was the freaking Aaron Judge bobblehead day. We waited through that freaking, you know, like we do so much to get to these games to watch them, and we've been in that stadium to watch some of the coolest shit. We've been in that stadium to see some of the worst losses. You know, I've been there so many times, and it's just such a part of me that when there is no Yankees on, it's like, what the fuck do I do today? And that's kind of where I'm finding myself now. And it's just like, it just feels so icky. Like, I don't know how it's like, so
Well, you brought up earlier about listening to sports talk radio, and I had it on this morning. I have to put on Boomer and Geo because I feel like if I'm in a podcast world all day, like I just feel like I'm not in touch with what's going on in the outside world. So I put them on, especially since I'm traveling a lot and they have the traffic updates that, you know, Boomer said something that the Yankees fans, you know, sometimes they act spoiled, and I'm paraphrasing here because they're always good and they win a lot of games and yada, yada. And listen, are we spoiled? I don't know. You could say that. But I don't want to hear a non-Yankee fan speak about how we're supposed to feel today. I don't want to hear a non-Yankee fan tell me how I'm supposed to feel about the fact that we haven't won a championship since 2009 and that we watched the same brand of baseball continually fail since 2018. You don't get to tell me how I feel. You don't get to tell me that I'm spoiled, that I should be grateful for all that they're in it every year. Wow, they're in it every year. You know who's not in it every year? The Boston Red Sox. But you know what they do? They rebound and win a world championship. So I don't know what's better, being good every year or, you know, hitting a couple last place finishes but getting those world championships. I don't know. You tell me. Do you want a ring or do you just want to be kind of good every year? Nobody outside of this family, outside of this fandom, should be telling you how to feel about the Yankees right now. Because 90 wins is great. It makes the summer fun. That we really, outside of, if it wasn't for Aaron Judge running into a wall, we haven't had a lost summer in the Bronx since 2016. That's actually pretty cool, man. That we haven't sat there and watched meaningless baseball outside of Aaron Judge running into a wall since 2016. But it's all about winning championships here. That's what it's all about. Any fan base, it should be about winning championships. And if you're not okay with that, then you know what? I don't know what you're being a fan for. So nobody outside of his family should be telling you how to feel today that, oh, you know, you guys made it to the division series. You guys won 94 games. You guys were tied for the best record in the American League. What are you complaining about? They fucking lost, dude. They lost. They didn't win the championship. They're good. They went home early again. It's embarrassing that this keeps happening. And on top of that, it's embarrassing that other teams want to rubber nose in losing. It's one thing if the Yankees got, if the Yankees, yeah, touchdown. See, fuck everybody. Fuck sports, bro.
It was the tush push got him the wrenches. Fuck Philly.
I'm telling you right now, I really hope to God that one day, I'm lucky enough to meet Sylvester Stallone. It was one day. And if I got to ask him one question, I would say,
I know what you're going
to
say.
Why the fuck would you make him from Philadelphia? Of all the places that you could have picked him to be from, we don't have Italians in New Jersey? You can't be the Italian stallion. You can't be the Italian stallion from Bayonne? It'd be a lot easier for me to go run the race and see the statue every November, 30 minutes from my house, than to travel to that fucking rat-infested shithole.
Yeah, and our Philly cheesesteaks are a lot better than theirs. Theirs suck. Yuck. You want some whiz on that? The fuck you mean? You could piss on my fucking, on my sandwich? Remember that? And that guy was gonna fucking beat me up. I was like, the fuck are you? Asshole.
So now being up, you know, 2-3 because they missed the extra point is now the Giants' equivalent of the fifth inning.
Just they, like, listen,
they fall apart.
This sucks. My little brother is a fucking Phillies fan.
Frank
Eagles
is
fan.
Right. The inspiration for Rocky was Chuck Wepner, who is from Bayonne, New Jersey.
Why? What? I don't know. It's such a shitty place. I've been there once, and that was enough. Never going back.
I'm telling you, if it wasn't for the run every year and going down there to see the statue, there'd be no reason to go. Like nothing. Nothing. There's not a good city. There's nothing exciting about going to Philadelphia. It's just that Sylvester Stallone woke up and decided that he was going to make one of the most iconic characters of all time be from that shithole.
It's just the city of brotherly love.
And then I got to hear from little cockroaches every time I use a Yankee Rocky song in one of my Yankee highlight videos. That's for Philly. That's a Philly song. Fuck you, it's not. Rocky's for everyone, you douchebag. That's just how fucking pathetic you all are, that the only thing you have going for you is a fictional character. We have actual shit happening in our lives up here, or out here, right?
Yeah.
They're not south, are they?
No, Philly's south from us.
It is. You take the turnpike south.
They're right? By Camden. They're like across the river from Camden. That's why everybody in Camden's a Philly fan, which New Jersey does not claim Camden. I'll say this. If you call it pork roll, we don't claim you. Losers.
And if you... I'm not going to say that. We don't get political on here. Okay. Anyway.
Taylor Ham.
I'm not a big Taylor Ham guy, but if you can't be running for governor, okay? And this is not political. This is just a statement of fact, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a big Taylor Ham guy. I'm a bacon guy. I like bacon and egg on my bagel. But you can't be running for governor of New Jersey, okay, and say that you don't eat Taylor Ham / pork roll. Now you just offended everybody in the state.
No, I thought she said that she calls it Taylor Ham and she doesn't call it pork roll.
I thought I had heard her say that she doesn't like it.
I don't pay attention to the stuff, but I know that they say it was something along those lines. I'm like, you just pissed off half the state. That's really what's crazy is that that's kind of how we define ourselves, what we call processed meat.
But we're defined by a parkway exit and what we call processed meat.
Processed meat.
That's New Jersey for you.
Yeah. But no, listen, today hurts. It sucks. You know, I love sports. I watch so much of it. I mean, dude, my wife's as big of a degenerate as I am. Like, it's like so big in my house. It's big in your house. It really is like when it ends, it really hurts because you really have nothing to do. Now we have to just go about what's going to happen for next season. And what makes that so bad is that we know nothing's going to happen next season. It's going to be the same shit. You know, are we going to get Cody Bellinger to come back? We'll see. Are they going to make him an offer? Are they going to want to make him an offer? I would assume that they would, but is it going to be something that Cody Bellinger is willing to take? You know?
Well, I don't really want to get into all the kind of specifics of the offseason.
No, right, but what you have on your mind. Like, what is it? What's going to happen?
There's just so much to dissect, and we got to, unfortunately, we have like 3 extra weeks now to dissect all of it. But this is just kind of, this episode is just, this. Chris always titled this Yankee Fan Therapy. This was just like dumping all the emotions of the season here. Last year was special. The 1 year of Juan Soto, going to the World Series for the first time since 2009, getting to experience that first time as a dad, getting to experience that the first time without my dad. That was all those kind of emotions that we had. So even though the Yankees fell short last year, last year's always going to mean something to me. I take nothing from this year, honestly. Last year was also... You know, the first time I took my daughter to a Yankee game. So you have all that type of stuff going on. At least I did in my life. This year means nothing. It was just another year off the calendar, another year closer to the grave where the Yankees did dick. That's all this was. And I'm tired of it. I can't do it. Like you say all these things, but then at the same time, you're waiting for March 25th. You're sitting here, you're waiting for March 25th to happen. So you can stop thinking about the losses and the bitter disappointments and how you feel when you see the Yankees lose and you have a full 162 games in front of you. You're just waiting for that. And I'm tired of waiting. That's what I'm really tired. I'm more tired of the waiting. Waiting till next year, waiting till next year, waiting, waiting, waiting for fucking opening day because the Yankees have not won the last game of the season since 2009. They haven't done it. You know, when this show started in 2017, and we got to Game 7 in a rebuilding year, we thought, "Wow, man, we're gonna how many World Series are we gonna cover here?" One, and it took 8 years for it to happen. And I'm so grateful that Chris and I got to experience that everything that we put into this show, and all the ups and downs and everything that happened along the way, that we had that. We had a chance to cover a Yankee World Series on this show. And I want to do it with you. I don't know if it's going to happen. I'll be honest with you, without giving away what the future of the show is, I don't have another 8 years in me. That's just a fact. I'm not going to be sitting here when I'm 50. It's just,
ew.
Let's be realistic here. Ew. I turned 42 last week. I'm not going to be sitting here when I'm 50. I don't have another 8 years to wait for the Yankees to do this. 2026, man. I mean, we all want it to happen. I want it to happen for a lot of reasons. I'm tired. I'm tired of doing this episode. I can't physically muster the energy, and I can say that, and I've had a lot of energy throughout the show to do this and just talk about the bitter disappointments over and over and over again, and what it and why we just spent the last 6 months investing our heart and souls in for us the hours of the content that we had to create covering this team, to do that, to watch them just shit themselves again in the postseason. There's got to be some fucking payoff for this at some point.
I don't know. Maybe. All I know is that I have a new goal for next year, a new plateau, and it's that the Yankees must mop the floor with the Blue Jays. Like, I have a new, like, least favorite sports team. Fuck them. Like, not like they came in, embarrassed us worse than the Dodgers did in our own stadium, and just acted like scumbag, low-class pieces of garbage. If the Yankees don't win the World Series next year, as long as they embarrass the shit out of the Blue Jays, I don't think they'll be.
Honestly, though,
I won't feel as bad as I feel right now.
It means nothing to me, honestly. I don't care if the Yankees go 13-0 against the Blue Jays next year and with an average win total of 11 runs. It means nothing.
I'm a retribution, eye for an eye kind of guy.
You know what you sound like? You know what? Don't get triggered. You sound like a Met fan right now. Anytime the Mets beat the Yankees in a regular season game, because when it really counted in the World Series, you lost. And when
I'm wearing an orange hat.
And when it really counted in the postseason, the Blue Jays bullied the New York Yankees. So if the Yankees go out there and they win 13-0 and every game's 11-0, I don't care. If you face them in October again and do it, then I'll care. It doesn't make up for last. It's not going to make up for anything. The Yankees, the problem is, again, the Yankees should not have been bullied in this series. They were. They were bullied. Their pitchers were bullied. Their batters were bullied.
And the person that should have been bullied should have been Cam Schlittler. It shouldn't have been Max Fried and Carlos Rodon. That's what makes it a hard pill to swallow. Like, none of us thought Max Fried was going to get shelled. Nobody thought that Max Fried was going to get absolutely fucking destroyed the way he got destroyed.
Well, we did. A lot of Blue Jay fans told me they expected it, but, you know.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which made it all, like, you know, if we even did win yesterday, who the hell was confident that we were going to win tomorrow? You know, it's just sucks. I don't know. Now I got to actually talk to my family. I can't just watch baseball.
No, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. You don't have to talk to them.
No, I mean, that's the only thing that I look, now it's like, Like, legitimately, like, I really become a real bad degenerate during the sports season. This is like the time where I could actually like talk to like my wife. I haven't talked to her, you know, since like April sometime. I forget what she looks like. But I no, like, I don't know. I really am. I know that I am. You're a much more level-headed fan than I am. I am very irrational. Again, like, I have not been watching baseball steady for the past, you know, 40 years. I've been pretty open about how I had an issue and I stopped watching baseball for quite some time. And it's still, it's not new to me, but it's new to me. I've seen the Yankees win World Series. Did I really have my heart into it the way I do now? No. So to me, like, this is like, it all really sucks to me. Like, it's until, you know, I haven't watched a meaningful World Series since before my grandmother died. So, like, I'm, you know, it's been a long fucking time. What, 98 or whatever the hell it was? It's probably like the last time, like, I was a freaking kid. And it didn't mean to me as much as it means to me now. I used to wear the Florida Marlins hat back then, too. You know, because I loved Shaq and I loved Orlando Magic. So I was like, I still actually have a freaking, it's around here somewhere. I have a Florida Marlins fitted, you know? Since I've actually just become like strictly like I have not had that moment yet in my life as an adult watching baseball, you know, and it's like I want it and I'm just very emotional about it because I can taste it. And it last year really, really, really sucked. And I'm just very bitter this year. I'm very embarrassed, you know. And like everyone sees, like, oh, Jason, you're on a podcast. Yeah, okay, I'm on a podcast. My cousin asked me to be on a podcast that was already established, whatever. Here I am. Hi, how are you? You know, but like I talk about Yankees all the time. Like, I'm legitimately in a fucking bar and somebody taps me on the shoulder because, and then they start talking about Yankees. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. Like, you know, like every, like, I just, it's like everything I do is just revolves around the Yankees now. And it's just like, I want it. I can taste it. I want to watch one with my kids. You know what I'm saying? And I can remember me watching them win the World Series. I remember watching them lose to the Marlins. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, as an adult, though, I've watched the Giants win two Super Bowls. And I remember how excited I am. But I never liked football the way I love baseball. I need it in my adulthood. I need to see that as so I can process that as who I am, and I could just run up and down my fucking street screaming, yelling like a goddamn lunatic. And it sucks, and it hurts every time it doesn't happen. I mean, obviously, when you don't even make the playoffs, you know, you're like, oh. Thankfully, we don't see that very often. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's, I get where, like, when you brought a Boomer and I was listening to that too, I get where he's coming from. You know, those guys, they know what it really, like a really sucky team is. And we have a good team, but that just sets the bar higher for us. And it just sets us up to have, you know, more of a letdown when the season comes to an end. You know, they're used to mediocrity. And if they get a little bit of, you know, excellence, they get excited. We're not settling for that. So I don't know. I want to have the opportunity to like buy a World Series hat that.
Oh, they sell them retro, bro. They sell them retro at the stadium. So,
but I mean, you know,
it's your opportunity there.
You see poor people across the world wearing, you know, Yankee World Series shirts and shit like that because I don't know.
Look, man, I'm kind of on empty here. This is what this show is. It's all about the adrenaline dump and getting it all out there on the table and kind of, you know, just releasing all those feelings from the season and the Yankees failing once again. And now next week begins on how we get over the hump. That's what this week is about, the emotions. Next week is about the practicality. Well, I shouldn't really say that because keep them, dump them, there's a lot of emotions in, but really what it is for me is the first step of howling, Jesus, not even a word, of how of how the Yankees build a roster to get to the World Series. So we split, for those of you that are new here, keep them and dump them is something that I started in 2017. It was an idea that I got from the Daily News. Every time a team was eliminated in New York, you'd see, should they stay or should they go? I forget what exactly what they called it. And then they would, you know, I don't even know how they, maybe it was like the staff writers would vote on it or whatever. And I said, the first time we did it, I was like, that's a really cool idea. I would love to do that on the show. We do run polls on Twitter. We're going to run, if you're not following us on Twitter, follow us at NYYST_podcast. So you can vote in everything. And I always said, like, this is a really cool thing. We'll see what the fans think. And then, you know, we'd sit around and give our picks. So that starts next week. We're going to be, like I said, for most Thursdays here throughout the offseason, including next week, we will be live at 8 o'clock on NYY Underground. So for those of you that only follow us on NYYU, you probably won't be missing much, if anything, until the season starts. So I always look forward to doing Keep 'Em and Dump 'Em. I just don't look forward to doing it this early. And unfortunately, and sadly, in the 9 years that we've been doing this, we've never, well, last year, I guess we did it at the end, but again, without a world championship. So maybe, again, I think if the Yankees win next year, we don't even do Keep 'Em, Dump 'Em. I come on here, Yankees are world champions. I unhook this, drop the mic, click X, and that's it. We're done.
Yeah, go out with a bang.
Because I'll be honest with you, and we'll make an official announcement after Keep 'Em and Dump 'Em is over on 2026 and going beyond for the show. Did the Giants score here? I dropped it. It's when you have like garbage men playing wide receiver. No offense.
Whoa!
I said no offense.
The fuck!
I said no offense.
Sir, I said with all due respect.
Touchdown. Cam Scataboo. Look at the fucking battering ram there.
You're like a solid minute behind me. This is the problem. Like, I refuse to pay for cable at this point, and I'm like so far behind.
No, you mean I'm ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm so far behind. But like, I can't, like, what they, like, I don't even have like my choice of cable companies where I'm at. That's bullshit. And like they like bend you. I was paying, it's been like $180 a month, and I didn't put on cable outside of watching a Yankee game. And I'm like, the hell am I paying you this shit for? Gotta find out how to schmeagly.
So as I was saying, you know, after Keep 'Em, Dump 'Em, we'll make an official announcement of what we're doing for 2026. But we're gonna be here in some capacity. Don't worry. I can't go out like this. This is not how not this year, not this year. I'll leave it at that. So we want to thank everybody that's been with us tonight. I know this is a tough episode for everybody. How many times have I said this tonight? 100, 101. I'm tired of doing this episode. I don't want to do it anymore, but we did it. And hopefully next year we don't have to do it, but you know, the changes that are needed to be made are probably not going to be made, but you know, we'll get into a lot of that starting next week with week one to Keep 'Em and Dump 'Em. So please make sure you are following us on X at NYYST_podcast so you can vote in all the polls and then join us at 8 o'clock next Thursday live here on NYY Underground or on your favorite podcast platform on Friday and see the poll results and how Sem and I and hopefully a special guest or two have voted as well. So that starts next week. My voice is just about gone here. So we'll wrap it up here. I want to thank everybody for their continued support of the show. We love you guys. We wouldn't still be doing this without you. It's the sole reason why I keep going. It's literally the sole reason. It's the love and support in this community and the fans. It's the sole reason we keep this going. So we thank you guys for that. And we want, and I'll say this, because I always say thank you for listening to episode number whatever. And I'm looking at how fucking close we are to 500. Tonight's 497. And I'm saying to myself, I really hope that 500 isn't the elimination episode. At least I guess the Yankees did us a favor then in that regard, right? It, to me, 500's a big deal. We've been doing this a long time, 500 episodes. That's a big deal to me. I didn't want that one to be fan therapy, but I guess the Yankees were like, hey, we'll save you on that one. You dickheads could have won the World Series, though. Just saying. But so we'll do 498 will be keep them, dump them. 499 will be keep them, dump them. And then the big 500, maybe we'll have something special in surprise in store for that one. We'll see, but we'll be here for all of it. We'll be here live on NYYU for all of it. Thank you guys so much for your continued support. I want to thank everybody for listening and watching episode 497. Sem, say goodbye.
Fuck Toronto. Goodbye.
Can't make a promise, but I do my best. 25 sitting on 25 racks. Just got started, no, we ain't done yet. Bought a new crib, that's a goddamn flex. Sign that check. Told them last year that I've been up next. Can't take calls, but I send that text from way down.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.